Gemara says in Daf Chafei Amud Aleph, Tana Rabbanan, V'lokach Makan Mashiach Midam HaPar, Midam HaNefesh, Lo Midam Ha'ar, V'lo Midam HaTamsis, that you can't be Mekabel the Dam Ha'ar, the Dam HaTamsis. What does mean Dam Ha'ar? That's the Dam that came out from the Ar before the Shechita was finished. So, Frekta B'Segura Makash over here, he says, what's the Havana that you can be Mekabel that Dam? That Dam came out before the Shechita happened. So the never had the avoid of Shechita was never done in that dam, and it doesn't have the kiddush of the Shechita. The dam is nisgadish with the Shechita, and they never had a Shechita yet. This is before the Shechita was completed. So what's the havamina that that dam should be kosher for kiddush? And he says you can't tell me that maybe the negiyah of the dam and the sakin is mekadosh it because the sakin is a klisharis, because that can't be there. Rishon will hold that you don't need a klisharis for the sakin. And behechich, it's not the klisharis of the sakin that's mekadosh dam, it's the avodah the shechita, and the avodah the shechita didn't take place yet. So it's sarichin talking how that dam can be niskadosh. What's the havamina that it should be kosher? So he wants to learn that the gemara means, says a chiddush gemara means that the dam of the ar that came out after the shechita was finished, if dam came from the ar, that is a dam that we're saying is possible for kabbalah. But the problem is if you look in the rabbi says lahen yinan like that. The rabbi says beferish and tais kahanim. That dam ha'ar is dam hayaitzim chatichas ar betchilas ha'shchita. So see clearly he's going that it's going betchilas ha'shchita. If that's the case, it's hadar leduchta the kasha the biskarav. What's the havamina that that should be kasher for kabbalah? So I was thinking maybe you could say in the rivet that that's what the biskarav is saying. It seems to be telling a machlokes rishonim. The rishonim hold you don't need a klisharis for shchita, which means behechech. It's not the kli that's makadosh, it's the ma'aseh shchita. But the Rishon Mechelik on that, the Taisa Shansen, Saita Daf Adalit, he holds that you do need a klisharis by Shechita, and his raya is that the Shechita is Mekadosh the Dam. So for him, it sounds like the klisharis is what's Mekadosh the Dam. So for him, maybe there would be a mockum to say that the kli is Mekadosh the Dam even before the Shechita is finished. That's when klisharis is Mekadosh it, and that could be how the Raven learns. And that's why it could be going on the Dam that comes out before. And I think you'd make a raya that this is talking the Shechita's arrival and he's going the Shechita's because the Ravid is Garis in the Taras Kahanim in Perakid Beis. He has the says the following thing. He says, Machatas Vashem Tunin Klisharis Kaidim Bishulan Bishita Vizrika. This is how he understands the Girsa in the Taras Kahanim that Chatas and Ashim need a Klisharis before the Bishul, where Bishita Vizrika. So he's saying clearly that the Shechita is a Klisharis, and that's considered some type of Kiddush of the Klisharis. So the Shitasa, that's what you can learn over here, that the Dama Ar would be Niskadosh with the Sakin, even though it's not a Maisa Shechita, but the mere fact that it touches Sakin, that would be enough to create the Kiddush, and that could be the Bir and Dama Ar, Lefi the Ravid.